After a week of being sedated in the ICU with a feeding tube down my throat, I woke hungry and confused. I had lost 20 pounds, and there was a drainage valve protruding from my head. I had not showered in days. The hospital gown felt strange, and at times I did not know my own name. I was a 20-year-old college student, and then I was being rushed to the hospital for a severe headache coupled with vomiting. Doctors thought I had cancer or a tumor. After MRIs and CAT scans, the doctors found an arterial venous malformation, an AVM, a tangle of blood vessels causing bleeding and fluid leaking in my brain. I needed an emergency surgery to relieve the pressure and pain, followed by a surgery to cauterize the malformation. When I awoke from surgery a week and a half later, I was so damn hungry. I had a carnal question for everyone around me. What's your favorite food? One of my favorite answers came right away from a middle-aged male nurse in neurology unit who confided in me that his wife was not a very good cook. To avoid hurting her feelings, he had convinced his two little girls, ages 3 and 5, that they had to act like they liked their mom's cooking. And together, they had quietly hatched a plan to frequently request one meal that they all liked. This had now become his favorite food. At first, asking this question and hearing stories helped me to remember new people I would meet. As time went on, it became a standard greeting because people often reveal something deeply personal when they talk about their food. For example, I was at Check Days, and I have to get the hand motions for this. I was at Check Days in Taber, South Dakota, close to where I grew up in Springfield, South Dakota. And I was talking to a retired cop in my hometown, and I asked him, "What is your favorite food?" He looked up contemplatively, put his hands on his hips, and says, "Noodles and tomato sauce." I said, "You mean spaghetti?" He's like, "Nope. Egg noodles and a can of tomato sauce. My wife and I have been married for 30 years. I can't cook worth the shit. When she leaves, that's what I make. And now I kind of like it." There's always a story with how something became a favorite food. Women will often say chocolate or something sweet. Men, and I feel like I can make fun of this because I'm a man, will often say meat, medium rare, or meat, but it's gotta be medium rare. Kids will give delightful answers. They are often of the blurted out variety. It's usually hot dogs, macaroni and cheese, McDonald's. I once had a little girl look up to me and say, "Chips." Oddly enough, sometimes this question makes people defensive. They'll snap back, "Why do you want to know?" As if their favorite food was connected to their social security number. Just say something and we can move on. As a therapist, sometimes what's interesting is that other people will, sometimes people will say, "What do you mean, the favorite food, like a last meal, like if I were on death row?" Perhaps they were thinking of murder. One of my rules is that you can't say pizza. Often, a lot of you sitting in the audience tonight might have thought, "Oh, my favorite food is pizza." I don't take it as an answer, and here's why. It's too broad and nonspecific. I want to know something that distinguishes you. And everybody likes pizza. But there is one exception to this, because I've been asking it for 7 years. I had one couple in their 30s passionately defend their love of pizza. They told me in their first year of marriage how poor they were and what little money they would have, they would stock their freezer with Tostino's party pizzas. Sometimes for sentimental purposes, they would still make those cheap pizzas on date nights. Food provided a lens through which to view the Arab Gulf, where I spent a semester abroad in college. I lived in Oman, next to Saudi Arabia and Yemen. My only fear living there was being overfed. As a group of students, we were once invited to attend the reception of an Omani wedding. I was seated on a bench next to an Omani in his late 20s. I asked him his favorite food. He told me shua, which is an Arabic goat dish. He asked me, and I said dajaj, which is Arabic for chicken. We moved on the floor as the food was served in a traditional Omani style. The shua was in front of me, and the dajaj in front of him. He tore off a piece of chicken from the serving plate, placed it in front of me, and said, "Your favorite." I took a piece of goat meat and did the same for him. food isn't only helpful in international relations, it's good for dating too. 3 years ago, on the dating app Tinder, I just swiped right and matched with a girl named Maddie. I started a conversation with, "Hey, what's your favorite food?" She later told me that this was a better opener than the normal male response, "Show me your boobs." She and I are still dating today, and she's in the audience tonight. When you make a habit of asking people about their favorite food, the question often gets repeated back to you. My answer changes based on mood, time of day, and the setting. I tend to switch between my mother's chicken lasagna, cheese but not American cheese, soup, especially Vietnamese pho, anything Italian, Indian curry and butter chicken, cheese balls, chorizo burritos, and yes, I have to admit, stuffed crust pizza from Pizza Hut. Ever since those hungry days in a hospital room 7 years ago, I've watched this question spark and enliven conversations about what people like to eat. Our identities and experiences are so tied to what we sustain ourselves with. So, what's your favorite food? Thanks so much, guys.
Devin Cadwell shared his story at Oates Garden Party in the summer. The special storytelling event was supported by the Siouxland District Health Department's Worksite Garden Program, which encourages employees to grow fresh fruits and vegetables where they work. Join us on Wednesdays to hear more. Next week,
the curious congregants really wanted to get to know us better. Once they knew we were not Jewish, most were markedly less interested.
Ode is a storytelling series where community members tell true stories on stage to promote positive impact through empathy. It's produced by Siouxland Public Media. You can listen to past stories online at kwit.org. Our next show will be Friday, February 2, celebrating Ode's second anniversary. The theme is risk. Updates about Ode can be found on Facebook. The music you're hearing was played live by Devin Cadwell at the Garden Party. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Allie Carson.
Arise, young soul, so you can see what you want to someday be. Instead of wishing that you could face your fears, unwrap the tears that you cry. Take back the breath that you sigh. It is not lost, for now don't consider the cost. Don't consider the cost. Mafia stuck at our heels, so let's fly from this sinking ship before it keels. I'll swim to the shore, being crushed by the waves. I'll grab your hand so you don't float away. We'll wash up to some weary deserted plain. Those that did chase will never find us here. Lost too many gears, it lost too many gears. Neutrality is the key to making love loose. Well done, the library is no place for romance to bloom. I wasn't asked to assume that you would be sworn in this dingy study room. It's just been a wish of mine since the first day we met. So don't count me out just yet. Don't count me out just yet. Oh, don't count me out just yet. Don't count me out just yet, out just yet, out just yet.